Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Hour number three on a funky flashback Friday. All you football fans out there, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday mornings, 3 hours before kickoff, for countdown to kickoff. Presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. So obviously just 2 weeks left of that. Make sure you check it out. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Rob, old friend, Leon, the actor, singer, producer, he will join the show at the bottom of the hour, and you know what he wants to talk
about. Oh, Lord have mercy. Do we have to? We're getting all the Knicks fans out of the woodworks now.
Yep,
huh?
They all ready to talk now. They were in hiding.
Where have they been since 1973, Chris? That's what I want to know.
They think they got something going. But until we get to Leon, we're going to talk NFL. And, Rob, Jim Harbaugh had his introductory press conference this week with the L.A. Chargers. Of course, he's their new head coach. And, boy, he's not easing his way into it. Here's what he said.
One thing I know is Los Angeles, Southern California, they respect talent, effort, and winning. And it needs to be multiple championships. We're going to be humble and hungry, but, you know, that's our goal. That's our goal, is to treat people in a first-class manner, to win multiple championships.
Rob, your thoughts?
I just unnecessary. Just unnecessary. We want to win a championship. Can we start there? Multiple? Does he understand what organization he just took over? You just got the job because they flamed out. Okay? I don't even understand. Really? You want to win the press conference and put that kind of target on you to win multiple championships? It's just talk. Did they win the press conference? No. Instead of Jim Harbaugh just saying, you know what, Chris, here's what I would have loved to have heard him say today. I won a championship in college football, but there's nothing I want to do more than win a championship in the NFL, too. It hasn't been done by many coaches. I would love to do that for this organization. They gave me another opportunity. I had a taste of it with the 49ers. I never finished the job, and I came here to finish the job.
Rob,
can I be a speechwriter, Chris? Would that play?
Oh, that would play. That would play. I didn't like it. I loved it. I loved it. Send a message to your players. We're not conceding anything. We got a goal, and it is to win championships. They're in the division with arguably the best team in the league. We will find out in a week or two, you know, a week or so, if they're the best team in the league. And that, of course, is the Kansas City Chiefs with the best quarterback in the league. But he sent a message showing an attitude of, hey, we believe we can compete with anybody. We're coming to win championships. And so I'm fine with it. I'm fine with that. And I think he believed, Rob, people can say, like you said, they, you know, flamed out the Chargers. Yep, they did. And people might say, oh, this is unrealistic. The Chargers have never won a Super Bowl. What are you talking about? Yep, that's fine. But when he went to Michigan, and I don't think he actually said this at the press conference, but had he said, my goal is to win a national championship, people would have thought, yeah, all right, whatever. We have never won an outright national championship. Bo Schembechler, who was so great that his statue's out in front of your practice facility, he didn't win a national championship. We haven't won a national championship since the 40s.
Since
the 40s, 1948.
Since the Louisiana Purchase.
I mean, that's mythical. That's all. Yeah, since the Louisiana Purchase. And it would have seemed unreal. Oh, yeah. Look, if you're lucky, if you do a great job, you'll beat Ohio State. You'll win the Big Ten. Ain't beating Alabama. LSU, Georgia? Are you kidding me? Clemson? Be happy in your little Midwest with a Big Ten title. No. He said he wanted a championship, and he delivered it to Michigan. Seemed unrealistic, but he did it. And Rob, he looks at his roster, and I'm not saying they're going to win it next year. I think they will be a playoff team. I don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. But I think he's a really good coach. He's won everywhere he's been. Not the championship, but he's improved the teams. And, Rob, I think he's looking at, I got Justin Herbert. Is he an elite quarterback yet? No. He's an elite talent, though. He is definitely an elite talent. And I think Jim Harbaugh is saying, man, I took the San Francisco 49ers from a 6-10 team to 13-3 my first season with Alex Smith at quarterback.
Yeah, but he didn't win there.
No, but they had a great run.
No, I get it. I don't have a problem with him saying he wants to win a title.
Colin Kaepernick.
Multiple.
What can I do with Justin Herbert? That's what I think he's saying. And look, if I'm not guaranteeing he's gonna win a championship. But if he only wins one Super Bowl, Rob, ain't nobody gonna look back. Oh, you said it was multiple. You said it was. Because with LeBron, LeBron won two. We don't look back and say, oh, you said it was gonna be seven.
Yep. Yes, we do. We play it all the time.
We understand. The two, they get celebrated for the two.
No. But how about none? How about if Harbaugh wins none? He's talking about multiple.
Then you can throw that in his face. Problem. Yeah, I agree with that. You can throw that in his face. But I like it because it says, look, this sets the goal high. It sets the bar high. Standards are important. And it says Chiefs are great. Mahomes is great. But we're here to compete and we're here to beat them. So I think it's a good message to send.
I just think it was unnecessary. I think you just give your
it was. You didn't have to. What you said, he could have said that and been safe.
Right.
But I got no problem with somebody going out there and saying, all the stuff Ali said was unnecessary.
Yeah, he ain't Ali.
I'm the greatest of all time. No, he's not.
He ain't Ali.
There's only one Ali, but I'm just saying, if we're talking about what's unnecessary,
you
ain't got to go out there and say, I'm the greatest of all time.
I just don't think you need to do all of that.
All that? You liked it when Ali did it?
He was a showman, and that was boxing, and they trying to drum up business when they had to sell tickets. My only point is he didn't have to do all that. You just won a national championship. You could just talk about how you want to be an elite class. First, you want to win for the organization and do something that only a handful of coaches have ever done. And how sweet would it be if I could win in college and then come and finish the job?
You think he should have said that?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
See, like you tooting your horn.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying win for the organization first and then say it would be an opportunity for me to finish a job that I always wanted to do. Finish a job, which is win a Super Bowl in the NFL. That's all.
Right.
That's all.
Right. I mean, you're right in that he didn't have to say this. There's no doubt.
So when they're 4-13 next year,
they ain't gonna
we'll
be
talk
4-13.
About
that. You know that. You don't believe that. I mean, look, Rob, we know, and I know they're gonna lose some players. It's gonna be a little roster shuffling and all that. They have talent. Their problem, you and I both said this. Their problem was Brandon Staley. Period. And I'm not saying the players are perfect. Justin Herbert, you know, he's going to have to step up and get better, and so are the other players. But their problem was Brandon Staley. They lost 7 of their games, Rob, by 3 or less points. And with Brandon Staley doing his nonsense.
Doing his nonsense.
No, he was way worse than Dan Campbell. I mean, so, like, I think, again, I don't think they're going to win the AFC. But I do think that Harbaugh's going to turn them around. And, Rob, that's the thing, too. Coaching in the NFL is more important than it is in any of the other major sports. MLB, NBA. I think it's NFL, NBA, MLB in that order. But football, the coaches can have a much greater impact. And I'm not saying all the great coaches do this because they don't. But a lot of them do. Andy Reid, I think Kansas City won 2 or 4 games the year before he got there. And he wins 11 right away. You know, like good coaches. Harbaugh did it, as I said, when he went to San Francisco from 6 wins to 13 wins. DeMeco Ryans this year. Now, obviously, he did get C.J. Stroud, but still, C.J. Stroud is a rookie. And DeMeco Ryans took them from 3-13-1 to 10-7, and they make the playoffs. Andy Reid, they were 2-14, Rob, the year before he got there, and obviously 11-5 in his first season. So I think in the NFL, really good coaches can make an impact right away. And that's why I think he will. And again, I'm not predicting that they win the Super Bowl or get there next year, but I do think they're going to be a playoff team and be you know, a good team that has to be reckoned with.
Well, Brandon Staley was so bad, and there's no way that team should have been as bad as they were. So I agree with you on that. I'll just have to see how it plays out. He's had a lot of success in the NFL, so he played in the NFL and all that other stuff. He has credibility with players right off the bat. This ain't some college coach walking in who's going to do what Urban Meyer did.
That's huge, Rob.
Seriously, because I think that was a mistake. Despite all
humbled.
The success
Urban
he had,
Meyer got
humble. Because he just went in there thinking like, oh, well, that's what I did in college when I was holding on to people's scholarships. And even from when he had to even the trainer – that had to step down, Chris. You know, he stepped down, but the players forced him to step down. You know what I mean? They were like, what? No, he's not going to be a trainer here.
College, you got all the control. I mean, I know it's a little different now with NIL, but, you know, you have all the control. You control their scholarship. In NFL, Rob, first of all, they're grown men. They're not boys anymore or young men even. They're grown men. And then secondly, Rob, a lot of them are making more money than you. And so you do have to treat them differently. And Harbaugh should understand that. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. How well do you think Jim Harbaugh will do with the L.A. Chargers, and how'd you feel about him saying, our goal is to win multiple championships, not just one? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Paulie and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that.
Wait. Why?
Open this other one.
Dear Paulie and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Paulie and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. What'd you think about Jim Harbaugh saying, we want to win multiple rings, not just one, multiple rings with the Chargers?
Not two, not three,
thanks,
not four,
LeBron.
Right.
Not five.
Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
My God, my favorite radio show. Hey, I love Jim Harbaugh. I think he's good for NFL. Because he's so funny. The whole time he's doing a press conference, he's trolling, quoting Shawshank Redemption. Who does that? And you know what? I think he has the right to say that because everywhere he goes, he wins, Rob, even when he was our old 49ers coach. And Chris, you know what I think it is with Rob, though? I think sports, in regards to sports, Rob just don't like anything Michigan. He's been tainted, man. That's what it is, man. Keep him in L.A.
How can you say that? Can I say this? When I worked in Cincinnati, oh, you hate Cincinnati. When I worked in New York, oh, you hate New York. When I worked in Detroit, oh, you hate Detroit. In L.A., when I went to a Laker game, I'm standing out front, Chris, and you know what they said? Somebody called out to me, hey, L.A. hater, because I do, you know, when I did local radio on TV.
That must tell you something about what you've been writing.
So, Adam, you're wrong about
me. You're ripping. No, he's right. He just didn't say
he's wrong. Not tainted.
Every city thinks you a hater.
But it's equal. It's not like I got some Michigan thing. Are you kidding? I lived there for 20 years. I invested in the community.
So you hate everybody.
I lived there. I don't hate anything about Michigan. Are you kidding? It's ridiculous.
If you're writing, you're ripping. That's what you said.
For everybody, but not just Detroit. Everybody. So, Adam, get off of that, whatever you're smoking. And get off our radio.
Wow. Adam, good call, man. Good
Tim, call. In Atlanta, you're on the Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chili Rob. Tim?
What's up, Rob?
You can't put me in a box.
You started drinking early. What's up, man?
No, you can't put me in a box, Tim. You know that.
The box of hate. What is the box?
Hey, Chris, I heard Rob say the other day that you guys have the number one rated show on Fox. Hey, you know, hats off to you, man, doing it with Malibu's Most Wanted, you know, and Nick Wright.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Malibu's Most Wanted.
But I like what Jim Harbaugh did because I think what he did, because he also said we're going to be hungry. So maybe he's talking to players on expiring contracts, you know, guys fighting for roster spots, saying, hey, you know, look, this is where we're going to be going forward. If you want to be a part of this team, this is what the expectations are, and this is where we got to, you know, what we need to do to get there. So I think he was also laying the groundwork for, like, future players or players that, you know, maybe want to be back on the team next year or fighting for a roster spot to say, you know, I expect this and I need you to have the same mindset if you want to be on this team, which he's going to need it because the Chargers are cursed, man. I'm serious. They are cursed.
It's just unnecessary to put yourself in that trying to win the press conference.
He put the target on his back.
That's all I'm saying, Tim. It just doesn't make sense to say everybody would respect him to say, I want to win a championship. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Great. Our next guest, Rob, we're going to go straight to the guest before the update. He is a great actor, singer, producer, does it all, and was a great hooper back in the day. But he only texts me when the Knicks are winning. So usually I don't hear from him.
Leon, you didn't hear from him since 1973, right?
Decades. We welcome in Leon, friend of the show. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Oh, yes, I am here. And I'm here at the beautiful time of the year. Rob, I can't wait to hear what you got to say.
And you already know, right? See?
Yeah, I already know, boy. Listen, I couldn't wait. As soon as I got the call, I said, oh, Rob going to be on the line? Oh, yeah, it's going to be a goodie.
You already know.
Well, look, man. All right, Leon, tell us what you think. We're going to give you – look, they won 9 straight, the Knicks.
And that was a good win last night against Indiana.
With OG Anunoby or since that trade. We know he's hurt right now. What are you – I'm going to let you gloat a little bit. Tell me about your team.
Down three starters, and Quentin Grimes, who's a major contributor. Don't forget that.
No, they – you're right. I mean, that was surprising – with all those guys out. So, look, how good do you think of your Knicks are? We talked about them earlier. They're a really good team. They're playing well. And the East, you know, Milwaukee's having its issues. Philadelphia, obviously, Joel Embiid is, you know, might be out for the rest of the season for all we know. So, they, you know, things have – it looks – there's a path there. But neither Rob nor I think they're getting out of the East. What are your thoughts?
Well, listen, unless you are a diehard Knicks fan, I wouldn't think that you would think they're coming out of the East. Not with Boston with the records they have, and, of course, Milwaukee with the team that they've had, if they can just find the right coach to make things happen. That only makes sense to me. I'm not as happy as I am about how the month of January is, I don't have illusions of grandeur. More importantly, I do not try to rate any of the teams on where they're going to be until after the All-Star break and how they're playing then. So right now, I could not be happier the way they're playing. And some things that happened that have actually made this situation the way it is. Obviously, the trade for OG.
Yep. And that you and I did not like it. We didn't like it.
We did not like that trade because I didn't want to lose quickly. But, you know, this kid, I mean, have you seen this kid's body? He's a beast.
Yep, and plays defense. Loves
it. Decides out, whatever. And, I mean, what he does on the defensive end gives Tibbs the type of defensive tenacity that he wants. And when a coach like Tibbs has the kind of team and players that he wants, that's when you're going to see some really good coaching. That's what we're seeing right now. Because many times we see really good coaches just don't have the personnel that they want for the style of play that they want to play. Also, with Robinson going down, Hardenstein, that's the key right there. Do you know we have three big men? Two of them do not shoot. Okay? Hardenstein shoots. Hardenstein looks for the bucket. When other teams are playing us, five against four. Jericho Sims, I don't even understand his lack of aggression. I've never seen anybody so unaggressive in my life. He caught the ball 2 feet from the bucket last night and passed it. He got a 40-inch vertical leap. And so I'm wondering, before this show, I had to check out what's up. He averaged 6.6 in college.
Right. So he ain't a scorer.
If it ain't a dunk, he doesn't even have a shot. I don't think I've seen him take a shot in warm-ups.
Wow. So now, let me, Leon, how do you approach this? And Chris just said about coming out of the East, and I think you just said you want to wait or whatever. But is there a point where you could get excited? Do you know what I mean? Like, we know the Knicks' past. We know their history. That shouldn't affect what's going on here with this group. But we know it's been a long time before the Knicks were really relevant in the postseason. I know they beat Cleveland last year. But when would you really feel like something's going on here and maybe they can make a real run? What would it take for you?
Well, look, first things first, I think they are challenging right now and doing a great job of being the third best team in the East.
Right.
I mean, definitely with, you put Philly there, Indiana, but both of them, we've waxed both of them recently without full teams, okay?
Yep.
So I just like the way they're playing. It's the tenacity in which they're playing with, especially at home. You not coming into the Garden and getting nothing easy. And if you can get a win, which hasn't happened in a while, you coming out bruised and hurt.
All right, that's real. That's real. Tell me about, like, Jalen Brunson, this dude. How surprised are you by him? Because, I mean, we knew, he showed some stuff in Dallas, but nobody thought he had all this.
Well, if you watched the Knicks last year, you knew he had all this.
Right. I'm saying with Dallas. But even this, even he's taking it to another level.
Oh, no, he's taking it to a whole other level. But, there's a lot of factors there now. He came into the season with this being his team.
Yep.
It was Julius Randle's team before, and he wound up becoming a better player. But he came into the season knowing that this is his team. Okay? And what's really wild about it is that they can't do nothing with him. Nobody can do a thing. He gets into the lane and does whatever he wants, whatever he wants. I'm sitting on the court, right, next to the Pacers bench, right, where Jalen is just cooking them towards the whole end of the game. We've been losing the whole game, and Jalen just takes over and just whatever, right? I look over to Obi Toppin, because they all looking all concerned. I yell at Obi, you should have told him, because you was here. You knew. You knew. Ain't nobody on your team could touch him. And we were all waiting for this game because Haliburton is the starting point guard. So we're going to say, let's see what happens tonight.
Right.
And now tell me about the atmosphere and just at Madison Square Garden. We already know I covered the Knicks. Chris covered the Knicks. As writers, we know what a great building that is. It was dormant for a long time. What's the atmosphere like? People still showed up, but it was hard to be that excited when you're getting drubbed most nights. What is the atmosphere like?
It is crazy in there. Crazy. I mean, it's like I can't even look down at my phone. I'm supposed to be somewhere else. I went to go rush to go see Big Daddy Kane last night. Right.
Oh, did you? Oh, wow.
And people text me like, are you coming? Are you this day? I'm like, dude, I couldn't even look at my phone. I mean, now, it's just wild up in there. I'm probably as wild as anybody. They had to tell me to sit down a couple times.
Sit down up front.
Is there a part of you, though? I mean, look, it's been a long road for the Knicks. We talk about it. I mean, I know you were born last time they won, but you were a little kid. So is there a part of you that, doesn't want to totally buy in because, you've been disappointed so many times?
Well, I'm going to be disappointed. I can't be disappointed. I can only be happy. You got to realize I'm a real fan and I know ball. okay? And all I ever wanted was to change the culture here and to move forward every year. We on that path, without a doubt. We went from making the playoffs to winning the first round. We have a second round winning team right now.
Let me ask you about you. You follow the NBA and other teams. Let me ask you about the Clippers. How surprised are you about the Clippers and how good they are, and could they come out of the West?
Clippers can, without a doubt, come out of the West. Not surprised at all. I don't think anybody would ever be surprised if the Clippers are as good as they are once those guys were ever on the court for any length of time together. That was the problem.
Yeah, it was similar to Brooklyn. They can't stay healthy.
Let me follow up, Leon, on that since Chris brought up Brooklyn. I didn't think that the Nets should have had a tribute video for KD and all that. I mean, I think he was booed somewhat, Chris, by some fans there.
A little bit.
But what is a tribute video for a guy who really he played there a couple years, had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll, nothing really happened there. What was the tribute video for that? He asked to be traded?
Listen, we
as a fan, I'm just asking. I don't get it.
I'm gonna tell you, Ray, I'm not a Net fan, but I'll tell you this much: when you ain't got a damn thing to celebrate, you gotta find something.
That's what I said.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
They made it a big night for them, right? Because what else they got to be excited about? Yeah.
Well, the Nets and the Knicks have the same amount of championships the last 30 years. I'm just saying.
Yep. Yep.
Before the Knicks fans start crowing about Brooklyn has nothing going on, I think that they've been to the championship more recent than the Knicks. Am I right or wrong on that, Leon?
They've had a better recent history. There's no doubt. With Kidd getting them to the finals. Let me ask you this, Leon. So you kind of agree with us. They're not ready to win a championship yet. What do you think they need? I don't know if you have a player or two in mind, but what type of player do you think they need? A lot of people say Rand, and I kind of echo this. Like, Randall, as good as he is, I think he was a deserving all-star. I don't think he's the second best player on a championship-level team. And so I don't know if it's trading him to upgrade but what do you think they need to get to that next level where now they are in the conversation with Milwaukee and Boston and Denver and those teams?
Okay, so first I want to ask you is this. Name me the last three champions. Denver. Who's after that?
Golden State, Milwaukee.
Golden State, Milwaukee. All right.
They all had a big-time superstar. As good as Jalen is,
he ain't as good as those. Second, you asked me a question. Stay with it. Who is their second best player?
On those teams?
Yeah.
It was Jamal Murray. In the finals, it was Andrew Wiggins Middleton or Drew Holiday.
All right, Middleton or Drew Holiday, and then Andrew Wiggins, right?
Right.
Yep. Wiggins played well.
Randall's better than all of them.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Brunson's not as good as any of those number one guys.
He ain't as good as any of those number ones.
You talking about Brunson?
Yeah, he's not as good as Jokic, Steph, or Giannis.
No, dude, listen, very few players in the history of the game ever will be.
Right, but okay. I'm saying if you compare, the reason their second guy wasn't as good as some of these other second guys is because the first guy was so good.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But instead, what we have is less of a drop-off. Instead of your incredibly great player, and then you have your second-tier player who's well below you, we got two players who are close and all-stars playing at that level. So why can't that work?
It can't work to win a championship.
What?
I don't think it can work to win a championship.
All right, Leon, here's the last one. Will the Knicks make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, yes or no?
I can't say because...
No, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Leon, yes or no?
Well, I'm you said can they or will they?
Will the Knicks make it to the NBA? I said, will they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? Yes or no? It's a simple question.
Well, I can't say no. So I'm going to have to say yes.
Okay, all right.
We will call you when they get beat in the second round.
Yes, we will do that.
All I want to say is this. The reason all my hesitation is this, and you all know the same. We all have to see where the teams are injury-wise when playoff time comes.
And that's of course.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. All right. I just wanted to paint you in the corner. That's all.
Well, Randall and Anunoby are hurt right now.
That's what I'm saying. But right. We got to see from playoff time. We don't know what injuries Milwaukee's going to have. We don't know what injuries Boston's going to have. We don't know that yet.
Philly.
Okay.
Yep.
We don't know if the Knicks going to be healthy then. But that's the big key. You know,
it is fun. It's good that they're relevant. Because they've been irrelevant for a long time. It's good to have the Knicks relevant, no doubt about it. All right, Leon, we got to run, bro.
The Knicks are the Brock Purdy of the NBA. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm not. Because this goes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
Right. Leon, great stuff as always, brother. Thank you, man. Have a good weekend. All right, my man. Yep. Peace.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms as well. And enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. All right, Rob, you want to pay Tua if you're the Dolphins. That's your thought. What about Jordan Love? He's similar position as Tua. They don't have to re-sign him. Has one more year left on his deal. I think he's getting about $20 million, $22 million, something like that. Would you give him the big deal now or wait?
Jordan Love had he finished strong, so it looks great.
Started well, struggled in the middle, and then finished terrifically.
Because I just wonder, Chris, you got to look at his year in the totality of it all. Because had that middle came at the end, you wouldn't. There's no way you would. You know what I mean? Right.
People were down. It was crazy the way the opinions went, Rob.
Is that fair?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he started really well. Yeah, he started well.
Then he had a bad stretch, right?
Right, and then came on to be great at the end, and yeah, and people's opinion.
And obviously, you win
right
a playoff game, people change. Oh my God, we won a playoff game that you didn't expect to win.
Right.
So I think you got to look at the whole thing as a whole, and I think in that case, I just want to see more. I do.
Hey, look, I'm a big Jordan Love fan. You know this. I picked them. I think I was one of the few to pick them to make the playoffs in the preseason because I liked what I saw in the as brief as it was. I thought he showed growth and poise. And I didn't expect necessarily him to have this great of a year. 32 touchdowns was second in the league. But I thought he was good. But I'm with you. If I can. Now, if he's pushing, if it's going to be a problem, you know, maybe you sign him. But if I'm the Packers and I have my druthers, then I am waiting. I want to see one more year. Rob, I love C.J. Stroud. You know, I've been talking about him since he was at Ohio State. I want to see another year. Like a lot of people, we saw Carson Wentz have a great year. Jalen Hurts was not nearly as good this year. So let's see what he does next year. But they already got paid.
You and I said
you should wait on Kyler Murray. They paid him, and now they regret
it. Now, that one, we were both right on that
one. I'm with you. I'm just more comfortable giving a guy that type of money if I see him for 2 years. You know, like play great for 2 years.
So what about Jalen Hurts on the heels of Wentzylvania and Wentz in a lifetime? You know, like they did it back to back, Chris, after, you know, one great year.
I mean, look, I do think that Jalen can bounce back. He obviously has a high character, work ethic, all of that stuff. So I think he will bounce back. But at this point, Rob, I don't think people would call him elite right now. We don't know, right?
No.
I think there's four guys.
Last year was such
elite.
A step back compared to what he was when he
You
was...
can't say he's definitely elite.
Yeah.
I think there's four definite elite guys: Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, and Burrow. Everybody else, you know, we'll see. I mean, what you agree with that?
Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers didn't play, so I can't look at him.
And at his age, I mean,
I'm just saying.
Him out,
but there were also guys, and I'm not saying he's going to, but there were other guys like a Bucky Brooks, Chris, before he won the back-to-back MVPs, who said he was done. So I'm just saying, and I don't expect him to win no MVP or anything of that nature. But I don't know like what shape he'll be in. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Right. So, yeah, I would want to wait on Jordan, and I think he'd probably be open to that. And at the end of the day, Rob, he's going to get more money if he ends up waiting, if he plays well. And you know what? If I'm the Packers and he plays that well, I'll pay them more money. I mean, I understand that's the cost of doing business, but I'd rather be sure about it before I signed up for that. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We out. Y'all have a great weekend, but keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Those brothers bring straight heat.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.